Adding er to the end of words like teacher turns the word teach into the person who does the teaching. So you can turn work into worker, and so on. Imagine how silly it would be if someone would ask, why did we use er in particular and not any other combination? Why did the combination of er come at the end of the word, not at the beginning or not in the end? Asking this type of questions is not logical, because the answer would be, because this is simply how it is. This is how people speak the language, and we can't really explain this. This is how it is. In Arabic, however, we can ask these questions. And sometimes you get amazing answers. And today we're going to talk about some of the secrets of the Arabic language. Secret number one. The structure of the word in Arabic can be related to its meaning. So this means that the placement of a prefix or a suffix contributes to the building of the meaning of the word. And therefore, it can be used to build words to derive a certain meaning and infer what the word might mean. Take the prefix est as an example. You can basically add this prefix to the beginning of almost any Arabic word. So let's use the verb understand, fahima, as our example here. So we're going to add est to the verb fahima. So it would become istafhama, which means to ask a question or to require an answer or understanding. Adding the prefix est to the beginning of an Arabic verb changes the meaning of the verb so that instead of doing the action, now we are looking to do the action. So fahima means to understand, as we said, but istafhama means to look for understanding, to seek knowledge, to seek an answer, or to ask for understanding, etc. Now we can ask some of the seemingly silly questions that we mentioned at the beginning of the video. Why does this letter combination come at the beginning of the word, not in the middle and not at the end of the word? Now, when you look for understanding, what happens first? Does the understanding or looking for understanding? Well, obviously you seek understanding first and then you understand. So, just like the seeking of understanding comes before understanding in real life, so does the prefix est, which comes before the verb in our example, fahima, to make it istafhama. So seeking understanding comes before understanding. You can apply this rule basically with so many Arabic verbs to infer and derive the same meaning, like kharaja, istakhraja, alima, istalama. Secret number two. The duplication or stressing of letters means the duplication or stressing in meaning. In English, the duplication of a syllable or a sound has little or no effect whatsoever on the meaning of the word. However, in Arabic, in several cases, when the letter or a group of letters are duplicated in a word, this duplication occurs in concert with the duplication in meaning too. Let's look at an example. Take the word qata'a as an example, which means to cut. Now, when you cut something, you make one motion and the job is done. Now, let's duplicate the ta in qata'a by adding a shadda on top of it. Now, the word goes from qata'a, to cut, and then becomes qata'a, which means to chop, mince, or dice. Now, when you chop something, do you just do it in one motion or does it require several motions? That's exactly what I'm talking about. So, do you notice how the duplication of the letter ta in the word occurred in concert with the duplication, or in this case, the multiplication of the meaning of qata? I think this is quite incredible. What do you think? Let me know in the comments below. So this is going to be the end of today's lesson, everyone. If you like what you've seen, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And please don't forget to subscribe to my channel to see more like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time. Salam.